everyone. Thank you for coming. My name is Jing Guo. I came from the Department of Public Health in Massachusetts. And today I'm going to talk about the small area information on current asthma prevalence among the adults in Massachusetts using BRFS survey data. Once again, my name is Jing Guo. The following personal financial relationships with the commercial interests relevant to this presentation exist during the past 12 months, no relationship to disclosure. This project was highly supported by two of my supervisors, Dr. Tom Lan and Jin Zatter. And I also work closely with Dr. Zhang from CDC for the technical support. All of my work has been overseen by Dr. Li from UMass. Here are four objectives I'm going to present. First one, I will provide a background about the asthma and the burden of asthma in Massachusetts and why we need this type of analysis. Then I will describe the methodology we developed for this study. And then I will share the results we found so far. At the end, I will discuss how the results are helping on public health policy and decision making, and what we plan to do for next step. So first one, what is asthma? Asthma is a common chronic disorder of airways categorized by period of reversible airflow obstruction known as asthma exacerbation or attacks. Asthma is a significant public health problem in the United States. Based on the information from CDC, it affecting over 25 million people in the United States in 2010. And asthma is also significantly affects Massachusetts residents. The prevalence of current asthma among the adults was higher in Massachusetts than the United States for every year examined from 2000 to 2011. In 2010, current asthma prevalence among the adults in Massachusetts is 10.4%, which increased 22.4% since 2000. And BRFS data and pediatric asthma surveillance and hospitalization ED discharge data are part of a primary data sources which currently used in the asthma prevention and control program at Massachusetts Department of Public Health. BRFS data are collected annually from a random sample of the resident of the adults through a telephone or cell phone survey. Currently in the Massachusetts, we have a city and a town level prevalence of children from K to 8th grade. And also we have a city and town level hospitalization and ED rate. However, for the directly estimate of current for the asthma prevalence among the adults, we only have a state level, county level, Chennai level, and also able to calculate for the seven oversampled city. The main reason because the current BRFS survey is designed for the provide statewide or metropolitan area health statistics. Majority of the community do not have enough sample size for directly calculate prevalence with a reasonable precision. So what is a small area? It can be designed as a geographical region, for example, towns, small city, or subdivision of a large city in Massachusetts. And also, they can be defined an area based on your. It also can be defined as based on your application purpose, which directly estimate of enough precision cannot be produced. So this analysis is so important for our program because the result can be addressed for our data gap I mentioned before, and also they were addressed to the huge of data request from local community and partners. In this analysis, Massachusetts BRFS 2008 to 2010 survey data was used for individual level data. And the community level social demographic data was obtained or derived from a 2010 census or American Community Survey. The highway or major road information was obtained from MassGIS. All of this data was linked by city and town level ID code and integrated to a two-level data. Multi-level mixed effect logistic model was used to estimate association between respondents' current asthma status and individual and community level social economics characteristics. The community level current asthma prevalence can be estimated based on association funded and taken into account of community demographics. In the BRFS, currently only have two asthma related questions was asked. One is about the first question was, have you ever been told by a doctor or a nurse or a health professional that you had asthma? So that answer will be used to classify this person whether have a lifetime asthma. After we get a positive the question on the first question, after we get a positive answer on the first question, then the interviewee will be asked as, do you still have asthma? So the response will be used to classify whether this person has a current asthma. The small area estimation model was fit as a two-level mixed effect logistic regression model with the assumption that respondents within same neighborhood are assumed to be independent from each other. The model also including community level random intercept. So this two level model is specified as this equation listed on the slide. The yij is the current asthma status of the ICE respondents in the JACE community. Yij equal to 1 for having current asthma, and Yij equal to 0 for no having current asthma. Xk is the case individual level covariate, and beta k is the coefficient corresponding on the case individual level covariate, and gamma 0 is the community level random intercept follow a normal distribution with a zero mean. And the ZLJ is the community level covariate. Gamma L is the coefficient corresponding to the L community level covariate. And the epsilon IJ is the random error which follows a normal distribution and the zero means. With this two level model and the data on the social demographic characteristic of the community. City head is a logical value of the JACE community was estimated as the first equation, where X bar is the mean value of an individual level covariate according to the 2010 census data. And the Z is the value of community level covariate according to the 2010 American Community Survey and the GIS system. Community level current asthma prevalence, P-head, was calculated by applying exponential transformation on the community level logical value theta head. We obtained individual level from 2008 to 2010 census BRFS data. we selected a sample including 52,103 adult respondents, 51,762 respondents from 348 community have a valid current asthma indicator, which was included in the analysis. The average age of a respondent was 54 years old, and 63% of them are female, and 83% of them are white and not Hispanic, and the majority of the respondents live in the urban area. From the BFS data, we're including three individual level characteristics as a fixed effect model. There are gender, combined race and ethnicity variable, and categorized of age group. Those variables was derived from Massachusetts BRFS data and have been documented as a risk factor, personal risk factor for the current asthma. So this individual level categorization are similar to those in the 2010 census. So the community level census data can be integrated to the small area estimation on accounting for demographic composition of the communities. This model also included select community level characteristic as a fixed effect as well. There are percentage of below poverty and the compute percentage of racial diversity. Medium year of housing was built. This variable was categorized for 5-10 years period categories. And compute percentage of monthly housing cost out of family income. Compute percentage of major road covered. Those data was derived from 2010 census, American Community Survey, and MassGIS system. So the following results present odds ratios for current asthma according to each individual and community level factors. Individual factors associated with a high probability of current asthma, including female gender, black and Hispanic, and a younger group, younger age group. This result shows for a female, the odds of having current asthma are 1.73 times higher than the odds for the male have a current asthma. And compared to white and not Hispanic, the odds of having current asthma, black and Hispanic, are 1.2 or and 1.4 times higher respectively. Regarding to the age group, compared to the 65 years older group, the odds of having current asthma are significantly higher in the older, younger age group, from 1.2 times higher to 1.5 times higher. Independent of individual level variables, community level factors associated with the high odds of current asthma in individual was higher significant with a higher percentage of below poverty, older house was built, and a lower percentage of racial diversity, and a higher percentage of monthly housing cost of family income, and a higher percentage of a major traffic road was covered. So summary the results from our analysis, we found the community with a higher asthma prevalence tended to be or have the community is poor, or a community has a higher racial diversity, or majority of housing was built earlier, and the community has higher density of a traffic area. So this is the map. Was generated based on a small area estimate of current asthma prevalence among the adults within Massachusetts. with a layer of major road cover across within the Massachusetts. The darker color represents the higher prevalence of current asthma among the adults. So we can see some darker color of the community. They are nearby to the highways. So for the next step, I will continually modify the model by adding more community level predictors. Our asthma prevention and control program will disseminate the data to local community along with information of healthcare utilization and the local pediatric asthma. We're planning to provide a community level asthma factor sheet in this year. And our program also will assist the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and other state partners in policy making and allocation of effort for asthma control intervention in high-risk communities. We will continue to explore the area of further research to better understand risk factors in order to help primary prevention on asthma. We will work continually with the CDC for the further model development. Here's my contact information, email, and phone number. Thanks again. Thank you.